good day to you on Tuesday. Jennifer Horn is here to say good day.
Good day. Good night.
Good day. Good day. Ken Kessler is here to say good day. Good day, Ken. Good day. Good day.
Good day.
Good day. Maybe he's not here to say good day.
This segment is sponsored by Geico.
Geico. Not yes. Yes. All right, Jennifer, knock, knock.
Who's there?
George Zimmerman.
George Zimmerman, who?
Congratulations, stupid, you're on the jury.
Yeah, what a stupid way to start a trial. I mean, it's unorthodox at best, but hey, yes. I guess I'll give him credit for trying.
Well, there, apparently Zimmerman had a pattern of calling the police, and so that's not going to help him any, because he apparently was an over-reactor, if you will. I don't know, this is something that really is at the heart and soul of our system, the way it, and what when I say that, I mean this is another one of these media fiascos.
Mm-hmm.
There, you know, there's
it's amazing to me they were able to find a jury.
Yeah, then, but how many different shows have been there talking about it, analyzing it? As a matter of fact, Michael, find that cut from the. From The View. Nancy Grace was on yesterday, co-hosting on The View, and they
she
all
loves this stuff.
Talked about, oh yeah, right, and she shows how annoying she is. She and Paula Deen make a good team. They make the most annoying
like
television
both.
Program with the two of them as hosts. Anyway, so they talk about the trial and the fact that all of the members of the jury are women.
The jury has been selected for the Trayvon Martin murder trial, and a lot of people are surprised that it's a jury of six women, one of them being black. Is this surprising?
Only one of them is black, right?
We don't know that for sure that they're black.
It's a minority.
Is the woman Hispanic or black?
Right.
Okay.
We don't
so there's confusion.
So there's somebody who doesn't look like one of these things is not like the other.
Brown is on the panel.
Okay.
We saw
right.
Brown. It
so
is.
Whatever brown it is. But are you, did that surprise you?
Well, I've had juries that were 11 females and one male before.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't change anything for me.
But was it a race-related trial like this is?
No. And I like to think of this as a murder trial.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I like to think, in my mind, as a mother, I think of, and I don't want this to impact as I cover the case, mm-hmm. but as a mother, I've got a boy and a girl, and my son is a junior in high school. I do not expect him to be gunned down.
Yeah, but then okay? when you say it's not about race, over on the other side here, as a mother who has a black son mm-hmm. who might be walking down the street wearing yeah. his hoodie, I don't want to think that my son, because he's black, with the hoodie, what might be gunned down.
Do you so really think me, that a white kid in, a, let's say, a T-shirt, you know, would have been walking
yeah,
down with blonde
wrong,
hair that
area?
Would have scared this guy Zimmerman the way he says he's
you
been
know
scared?
They told him not to follow
yeah.
the boy.
They told him
not
yeah.
to follow the kid.
There it is.
The defense is going to say, hey, he was pounding my head into the pavement. Of course I shot him. But you can't get away from the fact that Zimmerman was the original aggressor.
Now, because yes. if the tapes are not, they got the 9/11
screams.
The 911 tape is going to come in.
Okay.
What's not going to come in is an expert. It's a VRT, voice recognition technology,
okay.
where you got to have an expert tell you who's screaming.
Yeah.
Now, they can't come in, well, much as 20 years ago, DNA was not allowed. I tried cases where there was no DNA.
Right.
And you had to have a Fry hearing to get a fingerprint in before people believed in
but
fingerprints.
His okay. mother could test.
But you know the mother's going to get on the yes. stand and go, that is my son. Sure. And I predict Zimmerman's wife may get on the stand and go, that is my husband.
All right. So the kickoff of the George Zimmerman trial yesterday, both the prosecution and defense. Prosecution, what, half hour or so? Defense, couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put on the air what was on that phone call because there's
right.
so much profanity in it. So where does this go from here? You'll know every second, every breath. And why is this trial
important? You can watch
important?
The streaming, by the way, online if you'd like to.
Yes,
if you want to hear every second.
If you want to get a life then, you know, or lose your life, help yourself to that. I guess all of us have different priorities in our lives. At the end of the day, will I be interested in the Martin Zimmerman trial as to the outcome? Yeah, I'll be interested to know whether he's guilty or not. Other than that, what is there that's of interest
to you? I think we already know. Here's why this one isn't so interesting to me. I mean, he has made no bones about the fact that he killed this kid.
Yep.
What we're trying to figure out is to what degree did he kill them. Was it self-defense or was it not? Mm-hmm. And I think, I'm no brain surgeon here. But to me, it seems like a guy who took power a little too seriously. He was either looking for, you know, he either had like the short man
recognition.
Complex. Or he
had the little woo-woo.
Yeah. He had the little woo-woo complex,
yes,
and so
right.
he decided to take Neighborhood Watch to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. And was he racially stereotyping this guy? I don't know. When I see kids walking with hoods on, it, not necessarily about what color their skin is, but you're thinking, if it's not raining, why do they have this hood on their face? Are they just hiding something? Are they hiding their face for some reason? I understand that. He starts following the guy, even though he shouldn't have. I think he was an idiot for following this kid and for stalking him. The kid responds, and they fight, and then he draws his weapon. I mean, I think it's kind of like oops, I didn't mean to kill him. I meant to get him out of our neighborhood, but should he even been in that position? No, he wasn't law enforcement.
He was told not to follow
the kid. He was told not to go. Exactly.
That's it. At the end
and so
of the
that,
day,
I think, is the end of your trial. What is what happened yesterday? Like, what else can you say? We told you not to follow this guy, and you did anyway.
He did. And he shot him. And the kid's dead, and there's no good reason for it.
No.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. You're right. We're geniuses. We figured it out. Guilty. Now,
right.
what is the punishment? What's the appropriate punishment? Has
now, would I
enough?
Give him the death penalty? No, but would I put him in jail for a long time? Yes.
Okay. 888-302-3684. So, Ken Kessler on social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter @Good Day Show. What are people saying about the Zimmerman trial with now having heard Jennifer's point of view? Who agrees with her?
I don't see anybody who agrees with the other side. Cindy can't believe that Zimmerman's attorney started off with a joke.
Yeah.
Jonathan says, I don't think Zimmerman was racist. I think it was a young thing, not a black thing. Mm-hmm. And that being said, I hope he gets the death penalty.
Really?
Wow.
Strong stuff. 888-3. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Kenny.
Mark says the 911 audio doesn't matter. He was guilty the minute he left his car.
Zimmerman was.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if he was worried, he called the police, which he did. They said, okay, we're going, and that was it. I mean, stay where you are. Why would you go out and look
and
for trouble?
And it didn't appear that Martin was doing anything anyway, right? He's just walking through the neighborhood.
Well, and lately, I think you and I, Dick, have been critical of some of the 911 stuff that we've heard. You know,
pretty bad.
I mean, there have been some bad 911 operators, but this one was very clear, and I thought made a good testimony yesterday saying, you know, we can't tell him to do anything, so we told him to stay in the car. And they said, well, you asked him which direction he went. Isn't that asking him to follow him? And the guy's answer was, no, we just wanted to know if he was going left or right, east, west, which way was he going? I honestly think you don't even need to go past the testimony yesterday. I mean, for me, that's it. I don't know.
Trial over. Guilty. 888-302-3684. In a moment, we'll delve into the latest from the immigration pool, pit, whatever you want to call it. Now it's time for a bright white smile, and you can have it in just 5 minutes. You got to do something, though, in order for this to work. I know I have your attention now. The good news is that Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, is available. And you can get it quickly by dialing 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, coworkers will love that smile. And having white teeth makes you look so much younger. You feel so much better. It can help you look as much as 13 years younger, according to the research. So simple. Again, 800-865-7602. Now, here's why this is a good idea. To use Power Swabs to remove... By the way, I used it on Charlotte's teeth as well. You think I'm crazy? I put a little... Charlotte has her lower, those big canine teeth.
Is she
teeth.
Trying to meet someone?
No, no, I think she's done
for
that. But I just thought it would be cool to try to tie it. You know, you've got all these little tubes. Use some of them on your own teeth and use them on the dog's teeth if you want. It
You're
does the same
man,
thing.
But okay.
I am an interesting man. Well, Charlotte doesn't drink coffee or wine.
No.
And doesn't smoke, but she has, because she's an older dog, she has a little bit of yellowing on her teeth. So I thought this would be cool. And it does work on dogs as it does on humans. I'm sure that's not the slogan that they want for me to be using, but listen, if it works, it works. Power Swab works on stains on caps and crowns and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. Call now. Save 50% off the retail price. Mention Doug Steffen to get free shipping as well. Power Swabs are whitening up your teeth the natural way. 800-865-7602.
Are you ready for hot dogs? Are you ready for some chips and soda?
What got into Mom?
She had surprise points in her Shop Your Way account, so she went to Kmart to get stuff for the 4th of July.
She's pretty excited.
America! Are you ready to grill?
Dad, too.
Yep.
Kmart has everything you need for a great 4th of July, including surprise points for Shop Your Way members. Check ShopYourWay.com to see if you got them. Kmart, it all starts here. Must be a member before 6/17. Points awarded 6/27, expire 7/7, and vary by status and other factors.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We know that not everyone is hoping to get married. So if you're looking for a fun, rewarding dating life, eHarmony.com could be perfect for you. We'll bring you people that share your passions and are truly compatible with you. Think how much you'll enjoy life when you have people of quality to date. Visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
19 past the hour. Doug's Good Day with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and John in Toledo, who has some strong feelings about the Zimmerman trial. Go ahead, John. You're on the air live.
Yeah, I just, I think the media has been pushing a slant to this from the beginning. Number one, because he was shot and made a big deal. A young black man shot, you know, the network news. Doctored up the 911 calls for sensationalism and
NBC.
You know, they don't want to, they show pictures of Trayvon when he was, what, 13, 14. They try to portray him like he was on his way to help his poor ailing grandmother take a sponge bath or something, you know.
Yeah, but
you know, it's real, you know.
Yeah, but there was no evidence that Martin was doing anything wrong.
Well, he had drugs in his system.
Well, so what?
Well, just as a side note.
Do you think Zimmerman knew that?
No, I don't think he knew that, no.
All right, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
This is a hard song to sit still to. So if you want to get going, crank this up, Michael, will you please? Marvin Gaye. Got to give it up. Don't you love this? Simple, this song. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Number one during this week in 1977, Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. And as we sort of wrap ourselves around that phrase, Got to Give It Up, reminds me of the warm-up guys in the late-night show arena. They usually say something clever or cool like, give it up for Jay Leno.
Give it up.
Let's give it up for Conan O'Brien first.
You all heard, right? Paula Deen was fired for making, I guess, allegedly racist remarks.
Yeah,
and now I guess she's trying to clear her name.
She's still out talking.
She's still talking, yeah. Still talking this week. This is the latest. This week, Paula Deen is expected to appear on the Today Show. Yeah, Dean. Dean says she chose the Today Show because they mostly keep that Roker guy outside. She said. A lot of people upset, though. Over the weekend, fans, big fans of Paula Deen, staged a protest against her firing. Yeah. Deen's fans were so upset they held a hunger strike for 8 seconds. And they took out their emergency butter.
Oh.
Well, here's the story I mentioned last week. It's being reported that Captain Crunch is not a real captain. Because the only... Yes, look at the shock from the audience. Finally, here's a story they're interested in. Wow. No. They say because he only has 3 stripes on his shoulder, that makes him a commander, not a captain. Now, this story was uncovered by bloggers. See, up to now, I thought bloggers are just a bunch of losers in their parents' basements with too much free time on their hands. Apparently, I was wrong.
Kim Kardashian, a little baby girl, and Kanye West finally popped the question.
How about that?
How do I get out of this?
That's the question he popped.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are going to get married, and I was looking at the guy and I said, geez, I wonder if he is ready for a 72-day commitment.
All right. So, as usual, Jay Leno was the funniest, but Conan was pretty good there, too.
That was good.
So, yesterday on The View, the ladies were talking about the Kardashian baby and the name, et cetera, et cetera. I thought this is worth a chuckle or two. So here we have the ladies with the jokes surrounding North West.
People are still trying to process the name that Kanye and Kim have given their little girl.
Wow. Really?
It's had that big an effect on your lives? And her name is North. Her first name is North, and her last name is West.
North.
It's
West.
A tricky thing. Number one, is it worse than Apple? Remember Apple? Yeah. I mean, I draw the line at fruits and vegetables myself. But this name, there's a million jokes on the internet about it. You know, she can write something like she can write her autobiography and call it North by Northwest. I saw that on the internet.
But don't you think? To me, it sounds like Kanye was sitting there going, I don't want your family to have any control in this name. I'm just going to name a Northwest. What are you going to say about it?
How do we know this is the real name? Are you sure this is not a decoy name?
My name is Whoopi Goldberg. I can't say anything. Okay? I can't really speak to it.
At the end of the day, they're happy.
Mommy fills out the birth certificate. So that's Kim Kardashian's doing.
Well,
the question is, what happens when the relationship goes south?
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3:00 in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Huffington and Madeline. What do you think of the way Eric Erickson and Lou Dobbs said that, as in nature, women should stay home rather than go to work for the good of their families?
This is such a ridiculously retro argument. It's another false choice that you have to pick one or the other. The real choice is you could do either, neither, or both. The responsibility goes to each person and to each family. I hate when they do this to women.
You know, beyond the Betty Friedan, the Gloria Steinem feminist revolution of women taking their legitimate place at the top of every institution, being paid equally, etc., etc., and what we're dealing with now is a workplace which for men and for women is fueled by burnout is completely unsustainable.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Arianna Huffington and Mary Madeline.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So Jennifer is here, Ken Kessler is here. We're monitoring events that are important to the world, because that's our job here.
Yes.
The fate of Mr. Snowden, he's free, and nobody knows where he is.
Right. Now, I was traveling yesterday, but when I started
not with
my...
him, though.
No. Well, maybe. No, when I started my travels, they said that he was headed to Ecuador. Mm. And then I heard he was in Russia. Where is he? We should give him a Waldo hat and then say, where is he?
The foreign minister of Russia says he's not there.
Mm-hmm. And
he's not in Russia.
We always believe that dude. Mm-hmm.
Well, why is it important where he is?
Well, for me, so that the U.S. can come and find him and extradite him.
Well,
duh.
And then at that point, what happens? What's the big deal? This guy is neither hero nor, hormone?
Hero or zero.
Hero or zero, hero or hemorrhoid, whatever it is, he's somebody who has brought us information that we needed to have.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a good guy? Meh. Is he an egomaniac? Meh.
Look, he said something that needed to be said, I think.
Yes.
He's starting a dialogue.
Yeah.
Is he the greatest? Did he do it for the most pure of intentions? Probably not.
We look like a bunch of bullies chasing the guy around. Let him go. He's never going to have peace. He's gotten money out of this, who cares?
Correct me if I'm wrong here.
I will.
I know. Believe me. I know. I know you will. But once you get the media to pick up this story, this kind of guarantees his safety. I can understand if he hadn't had anybody pick this story up and the government was onto him and they were chasing him around.
Somebody could have bumped him off in the CIA.
I'd be a little nervous about that, too.
Yeah.
But now if he gets bumped off, we look like such jerks. I mean, so there's really... What is he really
and
all
there's
that
There's not a lot of support in the international community, really. That's why we're having a hard time grabbing this guy, because there are a lot of people who think, leave him alone. I mean, certainly Putin's not the good guy here. He's never a good guy. He's just a plain bad guy.
Plus, he has a funny name because it's Putin.
Yeah. Putin. Mr. Putin. You, Putin, you. The thing that I find probably more distracting, this is so typical of those Maronis in the news media. Somebody decided to post online an empty seat from an airliner. Mm-hmm. And then someone said, oh, he's not sitting in the seat. Like,
oh,
someone
like
actually
that's
believed
his
they were inside that 767
that was
where he was supposed to be sitting. And,
and
no,
they were paging
no,
him. Ed Snowden, please report to the gate. The gate is about to close.
How do you do that in Russian? How does that sound in Russian, looking for Mr. Snowden in
Russian? I think a name would still be the same in Russian, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. But what's Mr. in Russian? Comrade Snowden.
Why are you asking me hard questions?
Well, you're from Czechoslovakia. You're
I am, but that is not
you
Russia,
know how to
sir.
Talk like that. Yeah, but they talk like that.
Da. Here's what I would say. Dummy Hubishku.
Really?
Mr. Snowden.
Dummy Hubishku?
Yes.
Dummy Hubishku Snowden.
Or Gorky?
Gorky.
Gorky or Gorky?
Yeah.
That's a cucumber, FYI.
Remember that movie Gorky?
No.
It's really,
I remember Corky.
Movie. Lee Majors.
Hey, speaking of
not
flying.
Lee Majors, Lee Marvin. Go ahead.
Speaking of flying, which I did, I flew yesterday. I have been the Southwest girl, by the way. I have flown them four times in the past, like 6 days or something crazy. But I was looking, I was perusing Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that one of the consultants on this program, David G. Hall, who's one of our management team here on Doug Stephan's Good Day program, he was flying a 757 somewhere, and the window fell off in his lap.
Really?
Now, I'm just saying, if a window fell off in my lap, I actually might have to exit the plane quickly if it was still on the ground.
But you see, you don't realize that's an unknowing answer, and that would be what people who don't know anything would say.
Well, I know, here's my thought. I know that does not affect the safety because it was the inside of the window, so right. Everything is still secure on the outside.
Yes.
But when the plane is actually falling into pieces on the inside, that makes me think they're not taking that great care of it
what
on
airline
the outside.
Was it?
I have no idea.
My
but
guess,
I'm just
I'm
telling
gonna
you, that's what I think is the case.
Yeah, well, but that's a simplistic way of looking.
It's not simplistic, and, Doug.
Yes,
if a window or... Here's the other thing. Like, I've seen the ceiling start to come off in planes,
yeah.
And then it starts leaking condensation.
Yep.
That, again, yeah. I know has no... I know planes can fly with that going on, but to me, it makes me feel like if an airline is not taking good care of the inside of the plane, are they taking great care of the outside of the plane?
I think that's a legitimate question.
Yes.
I wasn't saying... I think that there are... 757 is one of the best planes Boeing ever built. It's like cars. You can have a car. My friend Adam Taff here in Kansas City, where I am and have been the last couple of days, has a 1984 Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
Has a coolest car, like it was just off of the, just came down the assembly line. Clean as a whistle. It has 100-some-odd thousand miles on it. You would never know it.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking good care of the car. I could go find you another Mercedes from 1984. It's in a junkyard.
Yes. Here's my point.
Well,
since you bring it to a correlation with the car. Let's say that we see any car. Let's say we see a Honda driving down the road and the windshield has been broken out.
Mm-hmm.
The car is still perfectly drivable, but the fact that they don't have a windshield makes me think that maybe they're not keeping up with their oil
That's
changes.
Not, you're missing my point. We're not having an argument here.
I know.
I'm just
continuing my correlation.
Well, but the...
Because I thought it was a good one.
But you're taking a simplistic point of view. I'm trying to make it more complicated. I understand you think if that's obvious, then maybe the whole plane is not airworthy.
Yes.
And I think you could draw
and
that conclusion.
And we agree. Yes.
Excuse me. But when it comes to that plane...
I hear
plane,
you. You're saying just because it's old, it doesn't mean it's bad.
Right.
I get it.
It does.
I understand.
It always depends on... And this is one of the things that the airline... The people who fly who don't know anything... Oh, this is a new plane. Isn't that great? Just because you got a new plane, that doesn't mean it's better than the old plane.
No, I like Boeing. And Boeing's typically always seem to be older to me than some of those Airbuses that you fly in with JetBlue.
That's not true either. Boeing is actually manufacturing more planes now than Airbus is. And more of them are going into fleets. Not only what's happened in America is that with all these mergers, the people running the airlines want cheap crap to run. So you can buy three Airbuses. For what you can pay, you can buy three Airbuses for the price of two Boeing.
Yes, and Airbuses
planes.
Look nicer than Boeings almost every time I've flown, and I fly a lot.
And but you see now,
but
here's the fallacy:
quality,
they are a piece of crap. They are not well made. They're tinny. They're not made to last. So there's two points of view, and in this circumstance, the window and however that I'm trying to imagine how that would even happen,
I don't
frankly.
Know. And but I don't know when it happened, if they were on
the average person would be like you, doesn't care, doesn't know, I don't want to be on this plane if the window fell out in this guy's lap. And that's why I want to know whether it's Delta or United. It's one of those, although it may be America West, because America West, I mean, U.S. Air now, has some 757s. And they are not, they're notoriously bad at management, well, management and maintenance, even though they made money. They're merging with American. American has a really good fleet maintenance system, probably one of the best around. There are reasons to like American and reasons not to like American. One of the things is that they have a really good maintenance program, and I would be very surprised if this window that we're talking about came out of an American 757. I would not be surprised if it came out of a United 757. And or a U.S. Airways 757, because that they do take dramatically different steps to maintain their airplanes. But the FAA has rules and regulations that are minimum standards. You got to do this, 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 and this. What you do over and above that is up to you and how you want to run your. The clock is ticking?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, you started it.
Yeah.
What were we
talking about?
All right.
I started it, and I also just to finish it.
Just finished it. Nice job. Mm-hmm. All right, so we have immigration in the focus here. Let's get to that in a moment. The president, by the way, today is going to, at a some kind of speech he's giving at Georgetown, he's going to announce a series of executive orders, here we go again, to help combat climate change. There are problems, we all know there are, with what's going on in the climate, with what's going on in the atmosphere. This is what he's going to do. More regulations, folks. Let's hear it for regulations. The regulations today, as opposed to curb greenhouse gas emissions, we've been hearing that since he became president. There's the focus is going to be on chasing around the existing power plants. So there will be electricity will become much more expensive. That's what the bottom line is. Why this is by fiat and not through some congressional approval remains to be seen. I'm so tired of all of these things. Although he's not the worst, there were a lot of people, the Newsmax of the world said that Obama has done more when it comes to regulations and these sorts of things, executive orders, than anybody else. That's not true. George Bush did many more of them, but there have been a series of them over the past four or five presidencies. I mean, I'm not here to apologize for Mr. Obama by any stretch of the imagination. I think there should be no executive orders that are allowed to not have a sunset on them. You know what sunsetting is? When it comes to legislation? You do or you don't?
No, tell me.
No. A sunset provision in terms of all laws and regulations should be in play. That is a requirement that at some point the law or the rule has to go out of effect. You put it in for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, whatever it is, and then, and I don't think it applies to all laws, but it should apply to laws that have to do with government regulation. They should be looked at 10 years or at 15 years or at 20 years, and the same is true with these just executive orders. Okay, as of today, I'm ordering that this be done. Who the hell are you, the dictator? I don't, that's not the way the country's supposed to run. It's supposed to be done, things are supposed to be done by consensus, and I may not think this is a good idea. And so here we go around and around again with more regs. Not a pretty place to be. 16 before the hour, pretty place to be is the Good Day program. Hello.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You can save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. There's a new poll out, Jennifer.
Yes.
Suggesting that 4 out of 5 people are in favor of the discussion of the immigration plan. In other words, there are positions on both sides of this debate that seem to be ingratiating themselves. The idea becoming ingratiating to many Americans.
That we have to talk about it, because it's a
problem.
We
do need to address these problems, yes. Mm-hmm. And how we get to the bottom line remains to be seen. We have from one of the stations that Ken Kessler monitors, KFAB in Omaha, an excerpt of a conversation between host Scott Voorhees and Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa about having enough time to read and understand this bill that is before them now.
What was the highlight of Senator Chuck Grassley's weekend?
I had a chance back in April and May, or I guess it was the first week of May, to read the first 847 pages.
Oh.
And then, you know, they came out with some what they call technical amendments, but they were really more than just technical. It got up to 1,075 pages, and now with the Schumer-Corker Hoeven Amendment, it's added another 100 and some pages, and digesting those last 100 and some pages is kind of difficult because it just came out Friday, and mm-hmm. somebody says, well, 72 hours is enough time to read it. It is enough time to read it, but it's not enough time to digest it, and it's one of these cases where when you get done with this bill, even if you've read it, and even if you think you understand it, it may be a little bit like Pelosi said about Obamacare. You have to read it to find out what's in it.
You got to pass it to find out what's in it.
Yeah. That's what I should have said. You said it right.
Yes.
Pass it to find out what's in it. And you know what? There is some truth to that. Even if you understood the 2,700-page Obama bill, there's 1,693 delegations of authority to write regulations, and until those regulations are written, quite frankly, you aren't going to really know exactly how it operates. And there's about 222 waivers in this bill, immigration bill, that gives the Secretary of Homeland Security the opportunity to waive parts of the law under certain circumstances.
Good God. Senator Chuck Grassley on the immigration bill. So the arguments for the bill, deporting all, I'm looking at the results of this poll, Jen,
mm-hmm.
deporting all the undocumented immigrants already in this country would be unrealistic. 77% agreed with that
statement.
I agree
with that. Mm-hmm.
It would be better for the economy if they became legal workers. 75% agree with that statement. Most are hard workers who should have the opportunity to stay in the country. 75% agreed with that. Now, on the other side, encourage more people to become American citizens or come here illegally. Do you think this bill would do that? 64% of you say yes. Would it encourage people to take on more government services, that is, come here for the extracurricular activity that you get by being, we all know that there's favoritism played toward those who are undocumented in our country. 61% said, yeah, that would get worse. 51% of you said it would take jobs from U.S. citizens. Yesterday, I told, or was it earlier today, Kenny? I told that story about the, I think it was earlier today, the landscaper who here in Kansas City can't find white people to work for him. So he's got all these, he has the documented the papers on them so that they are legal. But the federal government just regulated this and made a requirement that they have to be paid more because they have something to do with their status. And how it is that it costs them more to live, so we have to pay them more. There you go, folks. Think about that with your Cheerios. Here's something else to think about. Your hair, your hairline. Do you have naturally thinning hair? There are beautiful reports from people, both men and women, who have sent in. I have stacks of email from people who are now very happy that I talked about Provia on the air, got them thinking, then calling 800-525-8319. The results for your thinning hair are extraordinary. You put this salve, so that's what it is. It's kind of, it's a greaseless sort of salve. You put it where there is no hair, cleans out the follicles, hair starts to grow again. You put it on the rest of your hair, and it makes your hair seem thicker. And it's very cool. That's really what it is. It's very cool. It's safe for colored treated hair alike. 800-525-8319. Call now and get yourself onto Provia so that you can have a better and more wonderful feeling when you look in the mirror at your hair. 800-525-8319. Call now and get an extra surprise gift. Mention Doug Steffen when you call. 800-525-8319.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Now we have 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Our focus from Shelley Palmer, who's our reporter, on the scene, on the case, if you will. He's got a story today, Jennifer, about Instagram's new feature that allows you to create 15-second videos, just what everybody wants to do, right?
Yeah.
15-second video, bing, bang, boom, and you're done. All right, Shelley explains how this works and how it'll affect you in just a moment here on Good Day.
This report is brought to you by CoverGirl. Keeping up with the latest fashion trends can be hard to do with so many different styles to choose from, but one look is setting the fashion industry on fire. Jen Chamberlain is a beauty trends expert at Procter & Gamble.
The flaming femme look is inspired by fire. It's a color palette that goes from flame to ashes, and it has hues of fiery red, pink, cool gray, and blues. Women can set their summer look on fire with a flaming femme trend. You can blend blazing colors and smooth liner to customize your flaming femme look.
It's inspired by CoverGirl's new Flamed Out product line, which includes mascaras and shadow pots and pencils. Get the complete look exclusively at Ulta Beauty. To celebrate the new line, CoverGirl is offering a special buy one, get one 50% off deal at Ulta Beauty, one of the nation's largest beauty retailers. The offer is valid through Friday, June 28th. For more, visit CoverGirl.com. I'm Martha Padilla.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Instagram users can now record, edit, and apply filters to videos up to 15 seconds long. The move was aimed squarely at Vine, Twitter's micro video blogging app, which lets you record 6-second videos. Both apps let you hold your finger on the screen to capture picture and sound. Releasing your finger stops the recording. But Instagram has a few features that Vine doesn't have. Instagram lets you add one of 13 different filters to your video, just like you can with your stills. Instagram also gives you 9 more seconds to create your mini masterpiece. The videos you take can be uploaded to Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and more, and can be viewed on any of those social media sites as well as in the Instagram app's main feed. Facebook, which owns Instagram, also announced Cinema, a new feature designed to cut down camera shake. Instagram is currently available on both iOS and Android, while Cinema is only available on iOS. Update your Instagram app today and start shooting video. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
All right, so here's another use of Facebook as a way to screen patrons. The owner of an Irish pub and restaurant in Stockton, California, is allowing—he will let you come into his restaurant after he screens you on Facebook. I noticed this, somebody visiting Stockton from the East Coast. This is Finnegan's Irish Pub, by the way. A guy from Boston turned out, it was a woman. Went there for some karaoke, not because the bar at Pacific Avenue in Swain is the Cheers of Stockton, the place where everybody knows your name. Tony Manor is the fellow who owns the place. He's sometimes called Tony Finnegan because people think, hey, the guy's called Finnegan, the bar's called Finnegan's, this guy must be Finnegan. Anyway. He has put social media to work there. He opens up his doors at 9 o'clock at night to those who are friends with him on Facebook. He now has 7,000 friends on Facebook. He says this is more of a gut check than anything else. If you go to the page and see a lot of gang-affiliated activities, that's not somebody I want to hang out with or I want them in my restaurant. If I wouldn't let you into my house, I don't want you in my restaurant. I get to pick and choose who I want to hang with or who comes into my restaurant. It's pretty interesting. He seems, he and his bouncers have been called racists or un-American, but they're going to do what they have set out to do, and I don't have a problem with this. This is this guy's restaurant. I bet you there's some federal rule, though. What do you bet? There's got to be some law against this someplace.
I'm sure.
Right? Yep. Sooner or later, somebody's going to take a poke at this guy.
He's going to places and says they reserve the right to serve
to
who they want.
To refuse service to anybody, yep.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, anyway, check the story out at DougStefan.com about what this fellow runs the restaurant is doing.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.